since I played in that
moment. No, listen, as I was just saying there, massive thank you to David Hopkins, because he's the one that's put this team together. He's the one that's coached them and trained them. It's not me. You get a great bunch of players. They've done him a big well done, you know, for him, because he's obviously done a great thing for the club, believing for a financial thing to keep the club going. But listen, magnificent bunch of players. I've got a great, you speak to any of them, great camaraderie and atmosphere. You get three great players / young coaches who are managing on the pitch, and it makes your job a lot easier. So now, massive well done to them.
A sense of justice after the goal that was
negated. Yeah, listen, it was, and listen, it's really disappointing. I think if you're coming away 1-0 win, you could take that, but obviously it goes to one each, and you're disappointed with the penalty as well. I thought it was, I don't think Aidan Nesbitt really sees it, but listen, well done, they've kept going, and it was a tough one as well, because you're in second in the league. They bet Hearts, they've bet a lot of teams, so it's a massive well done to the players.
How hard does this week been for you and the players?
Massively. He's a friend, he's a mentor, he's a coach, he's done a lot for us over 10 years in that, so a massive thank you. It's not ideal because it's Christmas, what's happening with us, you get a job, you're in a job, God knows. I expect the club to have 50-100 applications through the post. My job is to do the job that I'm doing as assistant manager, lead the players, because I'm the only coach at the club, and then take it from there. At the end of the day, our aim is to work for the club and try the best, and just try and work with them and try and win as many points as we can to stay in this division.
Would you be keen to put your own name forward?
No. Listen, my job is assistant manager, and it's up to Crawford, MCT, people like that. I think at the moment, it's purely let's take one game at a time. I think, listen, let's be honest, it's a great win, but we've got to win the next game. And then the next game, then that's different. And then I think you would see like Midge, Jim and Brian saying, OK, let's, you know, if they want that, with myself as a coaching team. But at the moment, listen, it's one game at a time. And I'm fully aware that I've worked in football long enough at Bradford with the gaffer. He's done the same thing, left for good reasons. And then obviously Gary Bowyer came in. So listen, I'm not daft, but my job is to work for the club and train the players and make sure they're prepared with the help of Dave McKinnon and the other guys, make sure we can try and win football matches. That's it.
Obviously Jim was discussing it there, the senior boys helping you out as well.
Listen, as I say, I'm the only coach at the club. I can't do everything. You know, listen, you can't analyse, you can't do all the things that you need for a week. So the thing is you need three of the most experienced players in your changing room. And I think you've got leaders on the pitch. That's why Brian's in there, that's why Jim, and you've got Midge, what a fantastic three to have, 1,500 maybe games between them. Listen, I understand football, been in football long enough, this side it, not as long, but when you've got their experience, I understand enough to prepare teams in that, but fantastic with you, they made the difference.
Just given the circumstances of the gap, stepping away obviously to help with financial problems, I mean, can you reassure fans that the club is...
Listen, let me tell you something, right? The players, and I've said this, the players get paid peanuts. They work their socks off every day. They do everything. They're a fit team, as you've seen today. They can go the distance. But they give everything. Let me tell you, they deserve it more than anything. But the club's in good hands. There's obviously MCT, the Ray family. They're doing the right stuff. And I think it's one of the things. Wins then create a bit of positivity at the club, and then hopefully carries into the new year. But listen, there's nothing concrete in football, come on, at the moment with COVID. We're tier 2 in Greenock, so hopefully maybe if we get to tier 1 we can get some fans in, and that would really help lift the spirits of the place. So we'll see.
How's Kai? Obviously
Kai, listen, gutted, because he's a warrior. That's why he played there. It was hard because we've had to drop Rabin, who started last week. We dropped Luca. These are tough decisions, not good decisions for people that they weren't happy, but you get everything from him. And then Rabin's done magnificent, I think, to go in. Tough game, he's been left out, and then you sail together and you're up against it for the next 40 minutes. But first class, all of them.
To get a goal as well.
Listen, he's a fantastic lad. He trains and does the right things. For whatever reasons, he's not been picked, and that's fine. But the thing is, today, and that was the advice as well from everybody that's helped him, Jim, Midge, Brian, was let's give him a chance, put him in the bench. He wasn't one of my first picks to come on. I was wanting to keep Robbie on, but he was tired, and it was like, look, we've got a good winger, and go on and give us something.
Even Robbie as well.
Let me tell you, Robbie Muirhead is a top player, and he's got the trust in me, trust in the staff. He's a very good player, people underestimate him. We don't. We love him. We want him to stay here. So let's hope he stays.
Okay. Well, thank you.